Recipes. Members of the NFB of Minnesota submitted these delectable recipes as representative of traditional Minnesota cuisine. Bars, wild rice, cookies, hot dishes, lime jello mold, together with samples of the unusual, cold peach soup and casseroles. Happily, you will find no recipe for lutefisk. They all appeared so tempting that it seemed a shame to deprive readers of any of them. Here they are. Cold Peach Soup by Mary Treblehorn. Mary Treblehorn is the treasurer of the Rochester chapter. This is one of her many outstanding recipes. She hopes everyone enjoys it as much as she and her husband can do. She says, "It's worth every calorie. This is really a fantasy adapted from an old French recipe. You may also serve it as a dessert poured directly over slices of pound cake and decorated with whipped cream. As a soup, it will surprise and delight your guests if they like the unusual." Ingredients: 1 1/2 cups water, 4 whole cloves, 3/4 cups sugar, 1 stick cinnamon broken into small pieces, 2 tablespoons cornstarch dissolved in 1/4 cup cold water, 1 1/2 cups dry white wine, 3 1/2 pounds ripe peaches, about 12 peaches, 1 cup heavy cream, 1 cup fresh blueberries. Method: place the water, cloves, sugar, and cinnamon in a small kettle and bring to a boil and allow to simmer for 10 minutes. Add the cornstarch dissolved in water and stir with a wire whisk to blend the cornstarch into the syrup without lumps. Bring the syrup to a boil again and set aside. Allow to cool. When cold, add wine to the syrup and refrigerate. Prepare the peaches. Remove the skin with a knife or dip the peaches in boiling water for 30 seconds before peeling by hand. You may also make the soup without peeling the peaches. Then split the fruit lengthwise and remove the pits. Reserve 2 cups of the nicest slices for garnish. Place the remaining peaches in a blender or food processor, puree them, and add to the chilled syrup along with the reserved peach slices. Refrigerate overnight or for a few hours before serving. Whip the cream and set aside. At serving time, fill individual bowls, sprinkle the bowls with blueberries, and top with a generous tablespoon of whipped cream. Served 6 to 8. Gumdrop Cake by Joyce Scanlon. There is a photo on the page, Joyce Scanlon. Joyce Scanlon is president of the NFB of Minnesota. This gumdrop cake is her family's alternative to fruitcake at Christmas time. Ingredients: 2 cups sugar, 2 cups raisins, 2 cups water, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon ground cloves, 1 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, 1 cup butter, 1 pound pitted dates, 2 teaspoons baking soda, 2 eggs, 1 pound gumdrops, 1 cup applesauce, 3 cups flour, chopped nuts. Method: combine the first 6 ingredients in a saucepan and boil for 2 minutes. Cool. In a large mixing bowl, stir together the cooled raisin mixture and all remaining ingredients. Mix well. Pour into 1 greased and floured standard size angel food cake pan or 2 or more loaf pans. Bake at 350 degrees for 1 hour and 15 minutes if using one pan. If using smaller pans, reduce time accordingly. When slightly cooled, remove from pan and cool completely on rack. Sesame Noodles with Chicken by Nadine Jacobson. Nadine Jacobson is the president of the National Association to Promote the Use of Braille and a member of the Metro Chapter. Ingredients: 8 ounces uncooked linguine, 1 cup raw carrots cut into matchsticks, 2/3 cup chicken broth, 1/2 cup creamy peanut butter, 2 tablespoons rice wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons soy sauce, 1 tablespoon freshly grated ginger root, 1 teaspoon hot chili paste, 2 teaspoons fresh garlic minced, 2 cups cooked chicken breast, chopped, 1 cup green onions, thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons sesame seeds, toasted. Method: cook linguine according to package directions al dente. Drain well. In a small bowl, mix chicken broth, peanut butter, vinegar, soy sauce, ginger, garlic, and chili paste. Add to linguine. Stir in chicken, carrots, onions, and sesame seeds. Serve cold or at room temperature and enjoy. Blueberry Muffins by Charlene Childry. Charlene Childry is the president of the Riverbend chapter. She reminds us that Minnesota's state muffin is the blueberry muffin. Ingredients: 3/4 cup butter melted, 1 cup sugar, 2 eggs, 2 tablespoons baking powder, 1 cup fresh blueberries, 1/2 cup blueberry pie filling, 2 cups plus 1 tablespoon all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup milk. Topping: 1/2 cup sugar, 1/3 cup flour, 1/4 cup butter softened. Method: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Grease bottom of a 12-cup muffin pan. Melt butter and beat in sugar. Add eggs. Place berries in Ziploc bag with 1 tablespoon flour. Shake gently and set aside. Combine remaining flour and baking powder together. Stir half the milk and flour mixture into butter and sugar, then the rest of the milk and flour. Fold in berries and pie filling. Fill muffin tin cups 3/4 full. Mix topping ingredients together and sprinkle on tops of muffins. Bake 25 to 30 minutes. If this batter is baked in a prepared bread pan, add 10 minutes to the cooking time. Creamy Wild Rice Soup by Jan Bailey. Jan Bailey is the president of the Rochester chapter. Ingredients: 1/2 cup uncooked wild rice, 1 1/2 cups water, 9 slices bacon, diced, 1 medium onion, chopped, 2 cans cream of potato soup, 2 pints half and half, you can substitute milk, 2 cups cheddar or American cheese, grated. Method: cook wild rice in water for 40 to 45 minutes. Drain and set aside. Sauté bacon until crisp. Fry onion in bacon drippings and drain. In a large saucepan, combine all ingredients. Heat slowly until cheese melts. Be sure not to allow mixture to stick to pan or burn. Serve with fresh pepper and parsley. I usually combine everything but the cheese and heat the soup through. Then I add the cheese and allow it to melt while stirring. Minnesota Hot Dish by Jan Bailey. Ingredients: 1 1/2 pounds ground meat, 2 tablespoons fat, 1 tablespoon flour, 1 can condensed tomato soup, 1/2 cup celery, diced, 1/2 cup onion, chopped, diced potatoes, milk. Method: brown meat in 2 tablespoons fat, stir in 1 tablespoon flour, add 1 can condensed tomato soup and place in greased casserole dish. Add diced celery and chopped onions and fill dish to top with diced potatoes. Pour milk into dish till it reaches the lip of the dish. Cover casserole and bake for 1 hour at 400 degrees. Minnesota Scotch Shortbread by Jan Bailey. Ingredients: 1 cup butter, softened, 1/2 cup brown sugar, packed, 2 cups all-purpose flour. Method: heat oven to 300 degrees. Cream butter and add sugar. Beat well. Gradually work flour in. Divide dough and shape into 2 balls. Pat each into a 7-inch circle about 1/2 inch thick. Place these on an ungreased baking sheet. Prick with fork in several places. Crimp or flute edges. Bake for 40 to 45 minutes. Cool and wrap in foil and store in refrigerator. Cut each into 12 wedges. Almond Raspberry Cookies by David Starnes. There's a photo on the page, the caption, David Starnes. The students and staff of Blindness, Learning in New Dimensions, Blind Incorporated, held a cookie bake-off in March 2007, and this recipe was the first place winner. David Starnes is a student and a member of the Metro chapter. Ingredients: 1 package sugar cookie mix, 1 egg, 1/4 cup canola or vegetable oil, 1 tablespoon water, 3/4 teaspoon almond extract, 1 cup sliced natural almonds, chopped, seedless red raspberry jam. Method: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Mix together cookie mix, egg, oil, water, and almond extract to form dough. Divide dough in half. Using first half of dough, place level teaspoon-sized balls on cookie sheet. Bake for 6 minutes. Using second half of dough, make teaspoon-sized balls and carefully roll them in ground almonds so that only one side is coated. Place them on cookie sheet almond side up and bake for 6 minutes. Spread jam on first half of cookies and place an almond cookie on top of each to form a sandwich. Wild Rice Hot Dish by Dorothy Slentz. Dorothy Slentz is a member of the Runestone chapter, the newest federation chapter in Minnesota. Ingredients: 1/2 pound fresh mushrooms sliced, 3/4 cup wild rice, 1/2 cup long grain white rice, 3/4 cup blanched sliced almonds, 1/4 cup celery chopped, 3/4 cup green pepper chopped, 1/2 cup butter melted, 3 cups boiling water, 3 chicken bouillon cubes. Method: parboil wild rice in 3 cups of water with bouillon cubes dissolved in it. When it is partially cooked, turn off the heat and allow rice to soak covered in that water for 1 hour. Sauté mushrooms, celery, green pepper, and white rice in butter. Add the wild rice with its water. Pour into a 1 1/2 quart casserole dish. Cover. Bake at 350 degrees for 1 hour and 15 minutes. Note: this makes a delicious side dish, but you can make it into a main dish by adding cubed cooked chicken or turkey. Meatloaf and Cabbage Casserole by Trudy Barrett. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Trudy Barrett. Trudy Barrett is an active member of the Metro chapter. Ingredients: 1 head fresh cabbage, 1 cup white wine, 1 pound ground beef, turkey or sausage, 1 cup tomato sauce, 1 onion chopped, 1 egg, 1 cup cracker crumbs, 1 green pepper chopped, 1 1/2 cups ketchup, salt and pepper to taste. Method: mix ground meat, ketchup, egg, salt, pepper, cracker crumbs, onion, and green pepper together and set aside. Cook cabbage in saucepan until tender. Break up undrained cabbage and spread on the bottom of a greased 13x9x2 inch casserole dish. Layer uncooked rice on top of the cabbage. Pack the meatloaf mixture on top of the rice. Pour ketchup or other tomato sauce on top. Bake at 350 degrees for 1 hour. Serves 4 to 6. This is a warm and hearty dish, especially on a cold Minnesota night. Pineapple Jello Mold by Gene Rauschenbach. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Gene Rauschenbach. Gene Rauschenbach is a member of the Metro chapter and a busy college student. She recommends this recipe as a big hit at picnics and potlucks. Ingredients: 3 4-ounce packages of lime jello, 3 cups boiling water, 1 20-ounce can of crushed pineapple, 1 16-ounce container sour cream, 1 cup walnuts, crushed. Method: prepare jello using 3 cups boiling water to dissolve it. Then add juice from pineapples and enough water to make 2 cups cold liquid. Mix well and chill in refrigerator for 3 to 4 hours until jello begins to set, jiggly, not firm. Remove jello from refrigerator and add sour cream, or sour cream and softened cream cheese. Beat until whipped, about 3 minutes. There should be no lumps. Gently fold in crushed pineapple. Then gently fold in nuts. Transfer mixture to an attractive mold and return to refrigerator for another 2 to 3 hours. Optional ingredients: instead of 16 ounces sour cream, you can use 8 ounces sour cream and 4 ounces softened cream cheese. You can also substitute pecans for the walnuts or use half pecans and half walnuts. Swedish Tomte Muffins. Karen Anderson is a member of the Runestone chapter. Ingredients: 3 cups all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 half teaspoon baking powder, 1 half teaspoon salt, 1 half teaspoon ground cloves, 4 beaten eggs, 2 and 1 half cups sugar, 1 and 1 quarter cups cooking oil, 1 tablespoon vanilla, 3 cups finely chopped peeled cooking apples, 1 half cup raisins, 1 half cup pecans, chopped. Method: in a large mixing bowl, stir together the flour, baking soda, baking powder, salt, and cloves. In another bowl, mix the eggs, sugar, oil, and vanilla. Add the apples, raisins, and pecans to the dry ingredients, then stir in the egg mixture just enough to moisten all the flour. Line 2 and 1 quarter inch muffin cups with paper baking cups. Spoon batter into cups until they are 2/3 full. Sprinkle with castor, very fine, sugar. Bake in a 400-degree oven for 15 to 20 minutes or till done. Serve warm or cool. Makes 24 muffins. Note: if you like, substitute ground cinnamon or nutmeg for the cloves. A tomte is a kind of tiny Swedish elf or brownie that, if treated correctly, protects a farmer's home and family. Breakfast in a Crockpot by Amy Barron. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Amy Barron. Amy Barron is an active member of the Metro chapter of the NFB of Minnesota. Ingredients: 1 bag frozen hash browns, 1 pound cooked lean ham, cubed or cooked bacon, 1 medium onion, chopped, 1 package sliced mushrooms, 1 medium green pepper, chopped, 2 cups shredded cheese, 12 eggs, 1 cup milk, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 1 teaspoon paprika. Method: chop the green pepper and onion. Layer hash browns at the bottom of the crock pot. Cover with a layer of cooked bacon or ham. Then add layers of green peppers, mushrooms, and onions. The final layer is cheese. In a bowl, mix together eggs, milk, paprika, pepper, and salt. Mix well. Pour egg mixture over the layers in the crock pot. Cook on low for 10 to 12 hours overnight. Cheesy Hot Dish by Bob Raisbeck. Bob Raisbeck is a longtime member of the Federation and an active participant in the Metro chapter. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, 1 can cream of mushroom soup, 1 cup milk, 1 teaspoon garlic, minced, 1 pound package pasta, cooked according to package directions and drained, 1 package sliced mushrooms, 1 cup onions, minced, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1 bag shredded cheddar cheese. Method: in a bowl, mix together cream of mushroom soup, ground beef, milk, mushrooms, onions, paprika, pasta, and half the bag of shredded cheese. Mix well. Pour ground beef mixture into baking pan. Bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. Sprinkle remaining cheese on top and return to oven for another 30 minutes. Peanut Butter Cup Bars by Bob Raisbeck. Ingredients: 2 cups graham cracker crumbs, 2 sticks butter, 2 cups peanut butter, 3 and 1 half cups powdered sugar, 1 12-ounce package chocolate chips. Method: line a jelly roll pan or medium cookie sheet with foil, being sure that the foil extends beyond the sides of the pan to make handles. Place butter in a microwavable bowl and microwave on high for 2 minutes or until butter is melted. In a larger bowl, mix butter, graham cracker crumbs, peanut butter, and powdered sugar. Mix well. Press peanut butter mixture onto foil-lined pan. Place chocolate chips in a microwavable bowl and microwave on high for 2 minutes or until melted. Spread chocolate on top. Refrigerate and cut into bars. NFB Metro Cake by Judy Sanders. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Judy Sanders. Judy Sanders serves as Secretary of the NFB of Minnesota and President of the National Organization of the Senior Blind. Ingredients: 1 See's milk chocolate bar. If one is good, two are better. 1 yellow or white cake mix. 3 eggs. 1/2 cup oil. 1 1/4 cups water. Method: purchase 1 or 2 See's milk chocolate bars from a member of the Metro chapter at the Washington Seminar and resist eating them immediately. Prepare cake according to package directions, which will mean using the water, eggs, and oil listed above. Adjust amounts to conform to package instructions. Melt chocolate bars in microwave, pour into batter, and gently stir to combine. Bake in prepared pans of your choice in preheated 350-degree oven for 31 to 35 minutes. Cool on rack. Serve with ice cream on top. Blue Cheese Potatoes by Mary Beth Moline. Mary Beth Moline is a member of the Central Minnesota chapter and serves on the affiliate board of directors. Method: cut an unpeeled baking potato of any size into wedges and roll it in blue cheese dressing. Arrange the wedges in a cake pan or bread pan and bake them at 350 degrees for half an hour. Use as many potatoes as you like and cut the wedges as large or small as you like. Small wedges will, of course, bake faster.